I remember reading somewhere once that hope is the main impulse of life, and it really struck a chord with me. I began to reflect, where does my sense of hope come from in my life? And I began to think of all the things I hope for, from trivial things to huge things, from hoping to find a convenient parking space at the supermarket, to hoping that everything will work out in relation to a particular issue in my life at the moment, through to hoping that my children will be all right, that they will be happy and healthy and learn to love and be loved at a really deep level. And as I reflected, I began to think, what is God's hope for me? And it came to me that it was exactly the same. God's hope, God's dream for me, is that I would come to know that I am loved by him, and his hope that I would be able to see God's footprint in every aspect of my life, always there, always encouraging, always seeking a deeper relationship, and that out of that relationship I would come to be the person God knows I am capable of becoming. Because as Paula Darcy says, God comes to me disguised as my life. Foundational hope demands a foundational belief in a world that is still and always is unfolding to something better. This is the virtue of hope and the core of what we are called to believe. As Paul says in that wonderful exposition of love in Corinthians 13, faith, hope and love abide, but the greatest of these is love. Hope is at the heart of our faith. It is the connecting point between faith and love. And hope, therefore, is also at the heart of Advent. If we had nothing to hope for, there would be no point to this season. The original hope was for a child to be born who would bring justice and peace to the world and who would heal the rift between humanity and God. But that larger hope is filled with smaller ones, daily hopes that can and do, if we allow them, shape us as people. Hope literally lets us see the presence and action of the holy in our daily lives. And this is not an imaginary desire. It is the solid evidence of power and profusion of love that is a complete reversal of our usual way of looking at things. Beneath the upbeat kind of hope that finds car parking spaces or wins the lotto, this hope weaves its way through our lives as a quiet, gentle, even ironic contrast. And sometimes I think in this troubled world of ours, we forget that love is all around us. We're inclined to imagine the worst of other people. We get depressed and we can actually lose hope and withdraw into our own shells. But I would ask you to try this simple test. Like the film Love Actually, which is currently on Netflix if you haven't seen it, stand still in any crowded place and watch the people around you. Within a very short time, you will begin to see love, and you will see it over and over and over. A young mother talking to her child, a couple laughing together as they walk by holding hands, an older man holding the door for a stranger. Small signs of love are everywhere, and the more you look, the more you will see. Love is literally everywhere. So for me, hope is the realization that God's grace, God's love, is always moving in our lives. Signs of love abound, reminding us of God's essential nature, and herein lies the ultimate reason for our hope.